Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. Joining the posse in the second hour is going to be Scott Bennett. We're mounting our horses, and we're going to do the equivalent of Paul Revere's ride in this century. And it's through information technology, so we don't even need a horse. And we're going to tell you what's coming and how it's coming and how to protect and defend ourselves from the enemies, foreign and domestic. And one that I've been harping over for a long time here north of your border is Comrade Trudeau. And I called him a quantum enemy. He's quantum because he's both foreign and domestic, domestic by treaty, with various military things like NORAD, et cetera, NATO. He's on the inside, and he is working overtime to pave the way for the global superstate. And with Beijing Biden, Obama Bin Laden, and Tiananmen Square Trudeau, these people are looking to participate in the total takeover of our planet, our way of life, our culture, and loot everything that isn't nailed down, and if it is nailed down, to pull it up and take it away. Like I said in the first hour, in case you're new to the show now, it's a four-step process: infiltration, assimilation, control, and then conquer. They're in the control phase, and we have to stop them before they get to outright conquer. This is the time to turn it back, and I look at ourselves as the battling bastards of Bastogne, where General McAuliffe said to the Germans, well, he was surrounded in the Battle of the Bulge and asked to surrender, and he just replied, nuts. So it's total non-compliance to giving up our liberty, our freedoms in any way, shape, or form. And as Max said in the first hour, our souls to the infamous machine, it's just hell no. So you have some very important things to bring to the audience's attention, Scott, about the nature and affairs of treason within the Republic and how this force has to be usurped before Election Day.
Well, I think you're right. I think we're witnessing in this coming election a great separation of people. We're witnessing on one side the individuals that love liberty and property and family and to live in peace, and then on the other side are the totalitarian fascists that are obsessed with government locking everyone down and putting them in the egg carton of who's the essential worker and who is not. And this is something, as I said before, the white Anglo-Saxon Western societies and peoples are not bred like that. For the past 500 years, or even go back 1,000 years to the days of Magna Carta, to the days of the clans in the Scottish Highlands, to the days when, geez, you go back to the Germanic tribes fighting the Romans, we've been a fighting people. And granted, in modern times, in the last 100 years, and specifically maybe the last 7 years, we've had those things oppressed by political correctness and effeminacy and soy boyness and Democrat softness and tolerance. But with these draconian actions and these lockdowns and these arresting of pregnant women on the beach by Australian police and these unconstitutional actions by governors and shutting down businesses and retarding children and traumatizing children, I think you're witnessing people beginning to wake up out of that slumber, that carbon monoxide that's been fed into our countries for 50 plus years, and they're shaking loose. And Donald Trump is sort of, as the president of the United States, sounded the trumpet cry, sounded the call to pierce through people's ears and minds. Q and these other alternative information phenomenons, and of course the alternative websites that are broadcasting a lot of the information and the true corruption. This is all sounding and gathering people together ideologically, mentally, emotionally. And you see it at the Trump rallies where these people are waving flags and as I said before we came on, these people that are passionately protesting lockdowns remind me of Rogers Rangers. Some of them are very disheveled looking with tattoos. They've been in the military. They've been in the police or whatever they are. And some of them just haven't. Some of them have just been, you know, a little bit out there, bohemian style. But they have one thing in common. That is the love of freedom and the ferocious opposition to tyranny. And there are people ready to go to war, ready to kill, ready to fight back and not take prisoners. And I hope the police are smart enough to be on the right side. Because when it comes to your children and your firearms to protect your children and your property and your freedom, people will choose the you know, the things that are the essentials of life over obeying the order of some unconstitutional police order or government actor or politician. And I think that we are on that level, on that brink. And Trudeau and his Canadian fascism that he's trying to launch, I am surprised that he's not removed from the game already. I'm surprised that the Australian actors aren't removed from the game already by people that are saying, no, we are not going to allow the Western societies that fought for freedom in World War I, World War II, and elsewhere, and I know there's a lot of politics behind those things too, but in the common folk in the Western societies for the past 100 years have a history and storytelling to their children and grandchildren about the sacrifices of their relatives to preserve their freedom and their property and their liberty of conscience. And all of that, as Reagan had said, we are one generation from losing. And I see us losing it right now. If Joe Biden, for example, or these globalists are allowed to continue, I see this being either stolen completely and the final lobotomization of humanity occurring, or a great civil war and a rejection and great shedding of blood opposing it.
Oh, indeed, indeed. I was looking over one of John Kennedy's speeches. It was the one April 27, 1961 at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. And, you know, he talks about the great degree of danger that was facing his day. And that's where he starts talking about secrecy and how repugnant it is to an open society. Certain snippets get posted and come around. But he mentioned in that speech, you know, that he was considering having an Office of War Information to deal with the media and their illicit, overbearing manner in subverting liberty and freedom in your country and pretty much the world. And this is the battle we face, is the enemy has control of the largest facets of media. And the sad part is, you, as a listener, a consumer of media, have the choice. You can turn off their thing. Howard Beale's speech in the movie Network. Turn it off. Turn it off right in the middle of the sentence. I'm speaking to you. And that is your most powerful weapon, that dial to change the channel. And they're gone. They no longer have access to you. But for some strange reason, the beautiful man or woman in the suit that makes millions of dollars to be a traitor is the height of conversation, and not noble patriots like Scott. You got some work to do. So what's on with Beijing Biden? How is he doing in the race, and what threats do you see coming, or are we turning a curve to get away from that rut? Have we lost you, Scott? Are you still out there? Okay, we lost Scott. So we will continue. One of the things that I have here opened up for this World Economic Forum was an older article that came from their 2017 meeting. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. So they make this propaganda piece on how they're building a new city. You don't own a house. You don't have any appliances. or you don't even own your own clothes even. And they make all your decisions for you, and you just call on the master mainframe computer to come and pick you up and give you a ride or do whatever has to be done, because you're just like a little animal in a cage. And that's the way they keep you. And you have to be happy with that. But the unfortunate part is, when you get into this digitized world that is supposed to be free to everyone, sooner or later, you give up something. Probably your life expectancy. I see that like in the movie Logan's Run. You know, you just live to be the certain age, I think it was 29, and then you're just selected for elimination from society and goodbye. This whole concept of like the Google city is a complete and total slave colony where, like we said in the old song from before, every breath you take, every move you make, they are watching and monitoring you. And if you allow yourself to be captured in this matrix, there is no escape. As Max was alluding to, when you enter the cloud, this artificial reality cloud where they want to put your soul with that blasted iPhone, I look at it as that phantom zone that was in the Superman movies. And you can look that up, where the villains are in something about the size of an LP cover in glass. And they're trapped in there forever. Not with like a picture of their face or something that you could see. It's just their soul, their essence is trapped in there forever. And you can't get out. The big difficulty with that is, at that point in time, you will know that you have been lied to and misled. And for eternity, you will have to live with all these lies and manipulations and frauds, knowing now full well what they are, and that you are trapped, and you have no ability to get out because you're not even alive anymore. Exactly. There's no escape from the artificial intelligence prism that they're building for you. You have to really catch up. Do we have Scott back?
We do.
Okay, good. So basically,
yeah, they don't like this talking, George. They don't like the stimulation that our steroids of truth seem to pump up the audience with.
Oh, indeed, indeed. I could almost do a whole show on conversation interruptus. So where are we heading with Biden and the election and the treason? Are we making inroads? We're turning the curve?
I think we are on the downward attack, like a P-51 that is strafing a railroad train and going to shatter all of their dreams. Now, the states are wholeheartedly, you know, behind Trump. They just don't take polls. They don't tell people what they think because they don't want their cars keyed. They don't want their houses burned down. So people are very quiet and they don't share it. The writing's on the wall, and I've told people this when I've spoken at rallies. I said, Donald Trump is the president of this country until he says he has lost the election. He is our president. We are in a civil war. Nothing can be trusted with the media, as our recent discoveries of the Hunter Biden tape and the failure of the media to cover this subject, to report it, acts of treason. These are crimes by Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. He has lied to the Congress and the American people by claiming that he never talked to his son about this. This is one of the greatest acts of treason, racketeering, pay-to-play marketing off of the government of the United States that's ever been done. I also think there are body doubles for Biden, because we talked about the earlobes of Joe Biden are different in different photographs and different speeches. Sometimes you have a man with no earlobe. Sometimes you have a man with the earlobe attached to the jaw. Those are different genetics. So there's something very, very fishy about that. So I think people are they're recognizing that this is the most important election in the history of Western civilization. And the left may try and get uppity. They may try and do riots. They may try and take the streets. But they'll find themselves run over, killed, shot, arrow in the heart, all sorts of countermeasures will be deployed to contain the left-wing anarchy. And I think you'll also simultaneously have arrests and prosecutions and charges and cleaning out of agencies like the FBI and others immediately after the election day. You could have insurrection declared by the president on election night because it is that time to put to work the military, the guard, and also to unleash citizens to protect themselves. You could do an executive order recognizing the Second Amendment allows every American citizen the right to keep and bear arms, and no American citizen can be stopped or charged or prosecuted for carrying a firearm, concealed or unconcealed, on their body in performance of their in recognition of the Second Amendment. So he could do something like that that would instantly empower people to protect themselves. But we'll see. Time will tell. It could go very quietly. There could be nothing. The left could recognize that they've lost and they have no chance. Or the left could go completely insane and act like an insane lunatic and or a mad dog and just have to be put down.
Indeed, indeed. I see from one of my friends that Tucker Carlson was reporting the Hunter documents suddenly vanished. And that doesn't surprise me. We have an intelligence report on the government RAG blog site that I had received. It's about 50 pages long, and Stephanie posted it on that site so you can review it and examine it yourself. It is very, very pressing. What we're seeing here is just unbelievably treasonous. And the fact that we may not even have a real Biden anymore. That's something we used here at Power Hour many, 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 many long years ago when Joyce was alive, when there was a certain shooting and a certain individual was paraded before the media. And I looked at an early picture of him. Not only have different colored eyes, but his ears were completely different. And that's something I use as a point of identification, is they may do a lot of plastic surgery on your face to make you look similar, that you could easily pass off as someone, but the earlobes can be very, very different from person to person, and that's something that they usually overlook or just can't copy properly. And when you examine them, you know you got stuck with a counterfeit, and you can't give a counterfeit the keys to the store or to America's weapon systems. You are walking in very deep doo-doo there. And the Epstein death, when you look at pictures of him as well and the alleged body that they rolled in, that was another one as well, is the earlobes were different between the body written as him and other pictures of him from the past. They didn't match. And there were certain minor facial differences as well. And it appear highly likely that they faked his death and brought in a substitute. Nothing better than that. It's an old German trick. You want to get out of war crimes, you kill a double, and you disappear into obscurity with whatever loot you got to take with you. And once you're declared dead, even if I bring the body to you that he's alive, they're not going to do anything because we have a death certificate, as would happen with a few war criminals way back when. So it's an old trick, a common trick. I noticed that with Hillary, too. She looked really weird from appearance to appearance. One day she's got a zillion wrinkles and looks her age, and the next day it's as smooth as glass, her cheeks. And you're going like, well, how does that happen? Robotics? Was she even human? Remember all the spaz outs and short circuits where she's just flipping and her eyes are going back and forth in her head? This does not compute. This does not compute. You got to wonder, but there is no wonder. It's war. All is fair in love and war. And they're stealing your country, the whole world, and we're about the last bastion of defense you can have. Who are you supporting as a congresswoman? I recall a video you sent me.
Well, we are covering Nisha Sharma, who is running for Congress in the 11th District, and her website is Nisha for Congress, nishaforcongress.com, and she is actually running an advertisement exposing Mark DeSaulnier and his act of treason for financing terrorism and refusing to act on it because it was implicating Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Lanny Brewer, and their prior law firm, Covington & Burling, which, of course, insidiously sidled up to General Flynn and tried to represent him until I met with Sidney Powell and gave her all of the material and General Flynn's brother, which she, in turn, took to General Flynn, and he fired Covington & Burling, hired Sidney Powell. So Nisha Sharma is the first person to actually report that and do a television advertisement about it. So we're confident she's going to get in and she's going to succeed. So it's exciting to have someone like that.
Indeed, indeed. I always use as a rule of thumb, the only good politician most likely is the one with a bullet hole in him or her, because they were that much of a threat to whatever evil runs the world. And if they survived and could still do public service, God must love them. I think it was Teddy Roosevelt took a shot, still went in, made a speech, and his bloodied shirt and notebook and pocket watch, I think, are in a museum, shot with a little .32 or something. That was tough. They don't make them too much like that anymore. And then, of course, the infamous President Reagan in more recent history. But that just shows you the level of debauchery the globalists will go to take away your chosen leader, your republic, your constitution, your Bill of Rights. And it's time that we, the people, stand up, flex our muscles, and show all these turkeys that we're the government. That's one of the biggest lies they tell you, is it's the executive, the Congress, the judiciary, they're the government. No, 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 no. There's another one called We the People. They're the government. This is Power Hour Nation, Scott Bennett, and we're hoping to have Stephanie pop in at the bottom of the hour, and we'll see how that works out if we get a hold of her.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining us in the last segment is going to be Stephanie Sledge. Scott's going to still hang around, too, to add whatever needs to be added here and there. And Stephanie and I were reminiscing about ears and body doubles and the great old days with Joyce Riley. Jared Lee Loughner is one of the first I really came across to notice. You know, one guy's got brown eyes, one guy's got blue eyes, and they got different earlobes, and they're the same person, according to mainstream We Lie to You media. And what great old days they were, and how this experience keeps us on our toes for today. And we have to really thank Joyce Riley for establishing Power Hour and the fact that it has survived to be the weapon of choice to use against evil, to smash them into the ground and keep America strong and free. What gift is that? Like she said, we will not stop, and we haven't. Welcome, Stephanie. You were riding horse with some sheriffs recently.
Yes. Me and my partner, Jack Mullen, we attended the CSPOA conference that was held on September 30th in Lynchburg, Virginia. And we wanted to go over there to find out, you know, what it was that the CSPOA was going to discuss and, you know, if there were any current investigations that were going to be worked on. So, yeah, it was a fun day. We went there. We were quite surprised at how many people attended. And, you know, it was really nice seeing, you know, constitutional sheriffs and law enforcement and attorneys and others there, and you know, especially the things that we learned while we were there. It was kind of like being in class. And I did write an article. You can find it on the blog.governmentreg, and the title of it is called "It Was Unanimous: Constitutional Sheriffs Are America's Last Hope." And it's a very important article to read and share because, you know, we learned a lot about you know, the fact that really the county sheriff is America's last hope. And, you know, we learned a lot, especially one of the speakers spoke and used the Maryland's governor, Larry Hogan, as an example of the constitutional violations that he's in right now. And, you know, one of the things that was said at first was, and this is a quote from him, it said that he spoke to the audience and he said, the office of governor is a creature of the Constitution. It comes from the Constitution. So if he suspends the Constitution, what does it also suspend? It also suspends his authority in office. So these governors are operating outside of the Constitution, and they've actually suspended their own office by suspending the Constitution. And, you know, there are several different ways that, you know, was laid out, you know, how they're in violation of, you know, they use Maryland's state constitution as an example. So, yeah, it was nice to know that there are sheriffs and, you know, officers that you know, really do believe that, you know, that they need to uphold their oaths. And so I really enjoyed the day. It was very nice. I had gone to a constitutional sheriffs and peace officers conference once before, and that was with when Joyce Riley was alive, and I actually sat at her table, and that was the first time I had actually heard of the CSPOA. So it's quite interesting, actually. You know, they made it known that they weren't going to be the mask police, and that their jobs are not to be punishers or interpreters. You know, they're not to interpret the Constitution. Their oath is to enforce it. They also talked about forming a civilian posse, you know, because right now in uncertain times in America, you know, there needs to be civilians involved in the search to drain the swamps, and it all starts on a local level.
Oh, indeed, indeed. I made that suggestion last year to sheriffs to form posse because they just knew something was coming. It's just, you know, in jobs I worked in, which sometimes involved deadly force confrontations, you know, I was like radar in MASH. You know, I could just feel it, smell it, and taste it. And as one of my long-term colleagues used to tell the other guys, when George says duck, hit the floor, because he means it. And, you know, you could just feel this wind, this power, this energy building up. And you need time to prepare for it. So to have 5-6 months advance notice to even start to contemplate forming large posses is very, very important. And it also empowers the people as de facto peace officers that when they're coming for your guns, well, they're just part of your utility belt as an enforcer of the Constitution. Very important. Very, very important. And, it'll come more to grips now. And we brought up in the first hour the fact that Australia has changed their Defense Act to allow foreign troops on their soil. And I'm sure they're here on our soil here in Canada. I've heard reports for that. Didn't have time last time I was up to bat here that there are reports that Chinese troops are in British Columbia on some of our more remote islands. There's videos of about 50, 60 women all in camo jogging down the street, picked up on a camera. And that Comrade Trudeau is prepositioning troops that could be hostile to your way of life. But, you know, I have to leave it for you to defend your republic. Don't be Forrest Gump. And this is something we have to face, because in that act, it specifically stated that they were given authority to fire on Australian citizens. So what troops are you going to be bringing in to what's supposed to be a free country, and generally their allies from another free country, that would have to gun you down in the street? I would say that's Red Dawn, Red Dawn, or worse, as Max said, UN Blue Dawn. And I've seen UNPROFOR here in Canada, UN Protection Force. They were driving an unmarked white truck, and as soon as I saw the little logo on the back, I went, that's some kind of UN thing. You know, speed up, go up behind, UNPROFOR. What do we got them here for? Well, probably to shoot us down like dogs, too, when the time comes. And the Chinese did a great power video of the UN and the Chinese military serving the UN. It's done like the Beijing Olympics with all the lights. And, you know, it's just an unbelievable spectacle to watch. But it's the end of us. So be very, very wary. The enemy is loose. And it's just on the point of finishing us off. Because part of what Max unearthed, too, was some Chinese conversation saying there's going to be another 9/11. It's going to be 1,000 times worse than the other one. And they said the same words Joe Biden said at the debate, dark winter, which was brought to you by Johns Hopkins, a release of smallpox in a bio weapons tabletop exercise. Sounds familiar. I think we had one of those before COVID. So be prepared, my friends, be prepared, and support your local sheriff. What else have you got that you think is important, Stephanie, before the election?
Well, I want to touch on one more thing that we learned at the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers convention or conference, I'm sorry. And that was that it was kind of like going to class. You know, the speakers would, you know, talk to the audience as if they were students, and the audience would verbally answer a lot of the questions. And one of the speakers discussed the oath of office and was discussing about how anyone holding public office needs to be sure that they have a signed, notarized oath on file for public record. And the speaker had told the office that, you know, they're finding out that a lot of sheriffs or people that's holding public office have taken a verbal oath, but they do not have a signed public notarized record of their oath on file. And so he basically suggest or tell the audience, the people that were there holding office, that they need to look into their own oaths and make sure that they have their oaths on file. And they need to begin investigating, you know, others, including governors, mayors, municipality workers, people in the courts, attorneys, and others holding public office within their counties. And I thought that was, you know, really important because, you know, we do know that they take oaths, but their actions don't match, you know, upholding the Constitution or working for we the people. So I thought that was very important. And, you know, election is coming up. You know, I think everybody's on edge right now, you know, just simply because, you know, there's so many people that still believe that this fake paradigm of, you know, left-right is going to solve, you know, draining the swamp. But it's really not. You know, we the people are the ones that have to drain the swamp. And we need to demand that those holding public office that are, you know, upholding an oath to work for we the people and uphold the Constitution are actually doing their job. So, you know, I find the election coming up to be, you know, it feels like it's just another fake election, you know, where everybody seems to be, you know, looking at these two candidates like one's a king and you know, the other one is, you know, we've got the left versus the right. But, you know, the people need to realize that, you know, America does not elect a king. And, you know, we can't wait around to drain a swamp that is not going to be drained. It's just getting even fuller of more swampy details, you know, pedophilia coming out, and it's just insane. So I think the elections, you know, I think it's probably, you know, going to be disheartening to a lot of people. You know, I would assume that Trump will probably be elected again because he is a spokesperson for changing America into the New World Order. So I think people are just hanging onto their seats for no reason. They want to look at Trump as if he's going to be the savior, and he's not going to be the savior. So that's why Jack and I attended the conference, is we wanted to know exactly what they were, you know, what the constitutional sheriffs and the peace officers were actually pondering and thinking about as far as COVID and the elections and what their job duties are.
Oh, indeed, indeed. In that classic, classic book written by Carol Quigley, and he's written several, and you know, one of the most important was Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and I found some of his books on PDF and posted them in the library section on my website for people who are into reading, and a few other goodies, too, that you'll really appreciate. The argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideals and policies is a foolish idea. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without any leading to any profound or extensive shifts in policy, then it would be possible to replace it every 4 years if necessary by the other party, which will be none of these things but will still pursue with new vigor approximately the same basic policies. And that's the fallacy of the left-right paradigm. And these books were written in the 1960s. They're very, very important, very, very influential. And one of the other things we have to keep in mind, I harp on them once in a while, is Gil Scott Heron, great American. And he talks about the revolution will not be televised. You may have heard that. And that was the thing with the Toronto protests against COVID, is they weren't televised. So it's a true grassroots people's revolution. The first revolution is when we choose to stop believing the crap. The first revolution is when we choose to stop repeating the lies. The first revolution is when we stop waiting for them to act and realize it is we who must act. The first revolution is when we begin to set ourselves free from BS, then we do act. That's something worth being televised. And that's something to keep in mind for you as an emancipation proclamation for your mind to free it from that crap. Very, very important. Did you have something to say about sheriffs too, Scott?
Yeah, I met with a sheriff in Alameda County this past week, and it was a pleasant conversation, and he was a conservative. But, you know, they need to be tightened up a little bit on some of their understanding, and we happily did that. And we said the COVID-19 shutdown orders have been overthrown by the Michigan Supreme Court. Therefore, that same precedent can apply here in California. These are unconstitutional actions. You cannot suppress a person's ability to speak or to gather or to assemble or to worship under any circumstances. And you cannot label people sick without due process of law, because they tried to say, well, we have a mandate or an order to protect people's health. And I said, maybe, but you do not have the authority to call me or anyone else sick without due process. I am healthy until proven unhealthy, and you have to follow that due process. That throws a wrench into their whole machine. And, you know, what I love about you, George, is you're just a cannon full of wrenches into their machine. Everything that you say and broadcast is the flavor of a law enforcement experience, a militarized mentality, and a fierce warrior for truth and freedom and liberty, and a happy spirit about it. And that's where we all need to be moving in. We don't take orders. We don't take instruction. We don't obey any orders to control or to pen, or to, put people in their own homes under solitary confinement. We, like you said, we have to act. We have to speak out. We have to say, you have no authority, you have no jurisdiction, and be prepared to use all means necessary to defend ourselves. And it starts with your Second Amendment. It starts with being prepared for combat. It starts with having networks of friends and associates and people that you can trust to stand by your side. And even though the churches are a miserable failure when it comes to the spiritual nourishment of people, there are spiritually awakened people that still go to pop their card or stamp their card that can be recruited. Say, we need to recognize the handwriting on the wall. And that is, this is a moment and time where we either fall into the slavery of a COVID-19 global state, or we free ourselves from that and reignite the fire of freedom.
Indeed, indeed. And I must say that I'm very blessed to know people like the both of you and many others who are just devoted to the same cause. I was sworn in by God Almighty when I left law enforcement. The good Lord had a job for me. He said I was going to police the media. And I thought, wow, that's kind of weird, because I didn't understand what the media was. And as I started to learn, then I started to think, okay, I guess I got a new job. And that's where my power and authority comes from, to discern the truth, shovel away the crap, and give people a fighting chance to save their souls. Plato said something in The Republic, Book 3, the rulers of the state are the only ones who have the privilege of lying, either at home or abroad. They may be allowed to lie for the good of the state. That is their mantra, a power that they take away from you. And basically, whenever they speak, they are using that power and ability to lie. And the other aspect from Plato that's very, very important is Plato's laws of logic have never been repealed. What is, is. If COVID was real, there couldn't be any inconsistencies. One big inconsistency you should write down, my son found this for me, well-respected Australian researcher, professor of medicine, Thomas Borody, has discovered that ivermectin, zinc, and doxycycline knock COVID-19 on its butt. And then, of course, because of the military pharmacological complex, India is backing away from it. Bulgaria is testing it. It's spreading like fire through Latin America, and the Australians want to do a study on it, but it's working. So this isn't a monster. It's only created to be a monster in your mind by the people who control the world. And one of the other great films, books, concepts to know about is War of the Worlds. They learned back then in the Mercury Theater that when they put something out, they've got you, and they can squeeze you long and hard anytime they wish, and you'll just follow along like the Pied Piper of Hamelin's going to take you to the drink to jump in. Turn them off. There's only one solution that they have. It's the final solution. The final solution is to give you this injection and harvest your soul. 48 people died in South Korea taking the flu vaccine. Line up, roll up your sleeves. The Darwin Awards are being handed out. Don't be one of them. And that's probably one that's well known. Never mind this one. I heard 5 people died taking some kind of COVID, hate to even use the word, vaccine inoculation last week as well. This is the devil's brew. And when you put it in your body, it may never be the same. And there's no going back. Kansas, you can't go back. There's no clicking your heels. It's all over. So be very, very wary of the man in the white lab coat or woman who wants to inject you. I tease people to say, will you give me power of attorney? I'm a nice guy. I'm honest. I won't steal your money. And they look at you like you got 2 heads. I put on a white lab coat, say, bend over. I got a needle. You don't even think twice. You never even ask what's in it. Stupid is as stupid does. But this is a battle for creation. Everything about God, the universe, justice, Satan's making the big push. He has infiltrated. He has assimilated. He has control. And now it's time to conquer. And about the only thing standing in the way is the few patriots that are left that have the audacity to speak the truth and try to warn the people to get on that horse and ride like Paul Revere and just say Satan is coming. He's coming through artificial intelligence. I tried to warn you even before this crisis happened when I wanted to interview Stanton Friedman on the day after Roswell. He said it all in his book. The real life form at Roswell was silicon. It wasn't the bipedal, genetically modified robots. And maybe one of them is running for president. And we'd spread that silicon around the world like Ebola. And now we have something called the central entity computer, many long years after he left us. And he warned us this was coming. And if we take that and we allow that to have dominion over us, we cut off all contact with our Creator God. We'll be on different frequencies, and we'll be trapped. That will be the soul harvest Max talks about. When you look at your phone, and you admire it, and you love it, and you caress it, and you kiss it, and you take it everywhere you go, remember, that's the mirror from ancient times. It's going to harvest your soul and is the living embodiment of Lucifer. Think about that sometimes. I said a year or maybe even longer ago, take it out in the field, throw it in the air, and blow the crap out of it with a shotgun. Well, you can, because sooner or later, you might not be able to. That's the war we face. Any summing up comments from either of you?
Well, I agree with everything.
I'll just say one thing real quick, George. I had a friend of mine in Maryland who had his daughter taken away and put into foster care, and this is an 82nd Airborne soldier, solid, very clear, very smart, and his wife, you know, went a little crazy, and they divorced years ago. But the child support agency, although they should return the daughter to him, they are refusing to for money and all sorts of who knows what trafficking reasons. So we're working to create a new law that restrains these agencies, because this has now become very personal, and it's something different. When you witness it firsthand, the fascist child abduction that's going on in some of these government levels, it is a warning sign to everyone.
Big time. They want your kids, and you know who they're going to give them to? Satan himself. And Stephanie?
Well, I just want to follow up by telling everybody that, you know, without Trump, this Corona hoax would have never happened. And, you know, I put an article together you can find on thegovernmentmag.com on my bio, and it is called Look Who Gets to Make Billions Off the Coronavirus. And, you know, Trump himself put together a public-private partnership with all of these companies to make the coronavirus happen. And so I want everybody to realize before the elections that without Trump being at the podium speaking to all these people in America and everywhere, that, you know, it wouldn't have been possible to create. But because Trump spoke it, you know, the followers were like following a king. So anyway, it's time to wake up from the trance. And I'd like to thank the Power Hour. I'd like to thank you for letting me on. And we just got to keep going, doing what we're doing.
Well, God bless Stephanie. God bless Scott. God bless America. They all deserve it. And good day.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.